I think it was the way I was raised. I was raised to be strong and independent and self-sufficient, and I was told that that's the kind of woman that men want.
Here's another interesting statistic. 70% of African-American women are single. Every man has a plan how to figure out if you fit into that plan.
Like, if he texts me, are we dating? If he tells me to come hang out with he and his friends, are we dating? If I can put things in his medicine cabinet, are we dating? There's no clarity to it.
Because we have to believe that what they tell us is the truth as they know it.
Ladies, do you find you struggle to attract and develop relationships with men you meet? Does shyness, fear, and lack of conversation skills get in the way of having the love and relationship you really want? Do you want to stop dating the wrong men and find the right man? Your fears and limitations are not only causing you to attract the wrong kind of men, they're going to cause you problems with attracting the right man, keeping his attention, and getting him to commit when he comes along. In order to succeed in love, you need someone who is going to help you open up to men in a genuine way and let your personality shine without being overcome with fear or making the mistakes of your past. The meet date is a thief to catch a thief, and you ladies need a man who will help women understand men better so you won't become a page in any man's sexual history book, but instead, you'll become the woman of his dreams and the woman he will commit to. Now, here is your host and relationship expert, Steve Williams.
All right, what is going on, everybody? Ooh, boy. Meet dateandmarry.com. I want to welcome everybody to the show. My name is Steve Williams, and this show is here to help you out and give you a man's perspective on why it is you are having the problems you're having in relationships. If you want to call into the show, the number to call in is 214-431-5062. That is 214-431-5062. And ladies, don't be a page in his sexual history book. We are here to teach you on how to become his wife. What's going on, Ryan? What's good with you, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just chilling.
All right.
Inform these women about what they need to know.
Exactly. We are here to inform these women because I guess the thing is a lot of women nowadays are having issues when it comes to relationships. They don't know what is going on the other side. They have no idea if the man is really into them. They have no idea if the man just wants to sleep with them. They are investing a lot of their time into these guys only to find out that these guys don't want relationships with them. And now you have a show right here that is going to give you the advice that you need when it comes to men. And it is going to help you out in a way. Now, again, this is not a chicken soup for the soul show, lady. This is a show that only speaks about the truth. And that's all we can give them. And that is what it's all about. So with that being said, I think it's time to get on into the show. And again, this is a new show. We hit a new station. And if you just choose to listen, you can. If you want to call in, again, I'll throw the number out at you. It's 214-431-5062. Ladies, we do not bite. We might nibble, but we don't bite, huh, Ron?
Exactly. Well, I bite. I don't know about you, but I bite. I'm sorry, ladies. Okay.
He bites. But today's show, what we want to discuss, I guess, to start the show off, and let's keep it, and this is a great foundation show for you ladies, is that we want to discuss and talk about value and why value is so important, or really not even value, why branding yourself is so important when it comes to this thing they call dating. We are here. We're at a time where we're just so far on two sides of the spectrum as far as relationships go. On one side, Ryan, you have the women who think that it's, men are complicated. You know, what is he thinking? You know, what is he doing and why is he doing this? But then you have on the other side, you have a lot of women who are plugged into this matrix of certain types of standards. A lot of them will follow the Kim Kardashians. They follow what's going on TV. The media is telling them how they should be and how they should act. They watch these movies. They watch these TV shows. And then they wonder why it is a lot of these guys don't want to have relationships with them. Why a lot of these guys want to sleep with them. And that's what this show is about, is to give you a 411 on this. They're really the 911 because it's a state of emergency for a lot of you women. And the good thing about this show is that we always believe it takes a thief to catch a thief. So our whole and main goal in this whole entire thing is to give you the honest truth. That is all we can give them, Humran.
That's it. That's the only way.
It's the only way to do, only way to be. That's it, ladies. And unfortunately, some of the truths that you will hear on this show is probably going to go against everything that you have ever thought of. But one of the issues that a lot of you ladies are having is that you don't understand men. You think you understand us, but you have no idea what we think and what our mindsets are. And this show is going to discuss that. And that, and the main thing I want to talk about, which is the most important thing, is value. Because we tend to not understand what value is. We think that because we value ourselves so much, a man should value us. We think that just because I feel that I'm the best person in the world, a man should treat me as such. And ladies, that is not the case. And I've mentioned this on the website, and I'm going to go over this again to give you a better idea of how value works with men. One thing I like to use, I don't know any purse companies or any shoe companies, so I can't really give you specifics on shoes and purses. But I know toothpaste. I know hamburgers and I know toothpaste. So which one do we want to use? Hamburgers or toothpaste, Ron? Which one do you want to use?
Let's go with hamburgers, man.
Let's go with hamburgers and hamburger companies, okay? So you have McDonald's, you have Wendy's, and you have Burger King. Those are the three companies I'm going to use. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Every company feels like their hamburger has value. Every company, and I repeat again, feels like their hamburger has value. You have the Whopper, you have the Big Mac, and I don't know what the hell, Wendy's burger, whatever. But the bottom line is the company thinks their product is the best on the market. With that being said, it doesn't matter what they think their hamburger is. It doesn't matter what they think. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with the person that is going to purchase that product. That person puts the value into that product. If a person was standing in front of those three things, Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's, and he had a choice of said hamburgers, he is going to choose the one he feels that's going to suit him best, that's going to taste the best. Ron, are you getting where I'm saying right now?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And what I'm trying to say here, and I'm going to spin it into relationships, because a lot of women are always wondering, well, I'm a good woman. I do this. I do that. I do this. But yet he treats me a certain way. He does certain things to me that are either mean, rude, or disrespectful. Maybe he's just being honest with you. It doesn't really matter, because the thing is, when it comes to value, when it comes to a man, ladies, it doesn't matter how much value you feel that you have. And I'm not here to say don't value yourself. That's the thing. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying, you know what? You should value yourself. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But your value and what you think you are has nothing to do with what a man decides to place you. It has nothing to do with where a man places you. He is going to either place you in two categories. He is going to place you in just a straight up booty call category or the pathway to a relationship and maybe marriage category. Before I go on, Rhyme, you have anything to say about that?
I mean, definitely. And then definitely I would, you know, you got the booty call, you got the marriage. But there's also sometimes the guys just aren't ready. Plain and simple for that, too. It's like, you know, they're just not ready to be in a relationship. And, you know, these women, I like the intro, by the way. You know, that's the first time I heard it. So,
yeah, that's the first time I heard it.
Yeah, why didn't he call? And why did I mean, because these women think it's all about them. And it's not.
Yes.
And it's just not. He's not calling you because he's just making a decision to specifically target you and say, I'm not going to call her on purpose. He just ain't calling. Because he just didn't feel like calling. Damn it.
Absolutely.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's all about his decision making, and you just got to sit there and play the waiting game.
Exactly. And not only do you have to play the waiting game, but this is, and again, this is going to sting a lot of you ladies. You have to understand something. A man looks at you, and he's not just looking at your body, because, I mean, your body has something to do with it. The way you behave has something to do with it. And what he sees you as has everything to do with it. All these things are a combination of why he chooses where he wants to place you or how he wants to treat you. And I'm sorry that's how things are, how the way the world works, but that's what it is. I know a lot of you want to sit around and say, wait a second, what I don't understand is, like the woman said, I'm a good woman. I treat him well. I do this. I do that. You know, I do everything he asks. And yet he hasn't put the ring on my finger. And yet he has not moved to the next level. And yet he's not saying that we're exclusive, have an exclusive relationship. Why is that? The truth of the matter is, ladies, is that he does not value you at all. I cannot give you the reason why he does not value you, but compared to the other women that he has either been with or he's with right now, the comparison between you and those other women are not that well. Matter of fact, he just might want to sleep with you. That's something that we need to also tag on with this show, because for some reason, a lot of women think that every man they meet does not want to sleep with them. Ryan, how does that even work?
Well, unfortunately, you know, with the today's, you know, soft male, it's a lot of guys that don't want to sleep with you. But men, I mean, if we're just talking about men, hell yeah, every man that meets you definitely wants to sleep with you. Every male that you meet does it. They want to be your friend. They want to, you know, be your friend for 11 years and then finally profess their love after you've done been married twice and with two or three boyfriends. I mean, you know, you got the weird guys out there, but for, if we're talking about men, every man wants to sleep, plain and simple.
Well, what can one say about that? That's
there ain't nothing to say about it.
Yeah, but a lot of women want to sit around and always try to ask the question of why won't he commit? Why won't he commit? What am I doing wrong? And
I mean, it lets you defunky. I mean, you don't have to. It's more women than men. You got every option. You know, social media is out there. You got women, you know, women throwing it to you left and right. And, you know, sometimes he's in the position where he don't have to commit to you. You're just along for the ride till it's time to get off.
Absolutely.
Plain and simple. I mean, it's just you got to choose what you want. And that's where the responsibility lies with the woman. You can't sit there and say this man's a dog. You can't sit there and say this man is treating you bad, because it's all about what you let him do. If you don't want to be, you know, on a roster, you're number seven on a 12-year-old roster, that's your choice. Then you need to get off the ride. But if you choose to stay on the ride, then you have nothing to say. Plain and simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And today, not only are we going to discuss value, but we're going to also discuss the types of men out there, because not all men are created equal. And I think a lot of your problems you're having are with men that you don't really understand. And you think all men are the same and everything like that, man. And that's something that we want to definitely let you people know about. And I do want to preface this as saying your value. I'm not saying don't love yourself. I'm not saying don't value yourself. But unfortunately, because a lot of you ladies are so insecure, you allow us to do things to you that it's just like you just allow. I guess, would you say it's because of insecurities, Ryan? What would you say are some of the issues and some of the problems that some of these women are having when it comes to these men? Would you say that they're so insecure that they will let and allow someone to come into their life? And
well, of course. Of course, they feel that they don't know where they're going to get their next meal from. Plus, like I say, with these soft men out there that are too scared to talk to women, I mean, you got hot women walking around lonely as hell. So when she does find the dysfunctional guy that's treating her like shit, hitting her, cheating on her, you know, belittling her, you know, attacking her in every angle that he can, she's still going to hold on to him. Because any attention, whether it's positive or negative, is attention. And that's what these women want, and that's what it all boils down to, is attention. Is he giving me enough attention? He's not. He is. Why isn't he? All this and that. And we say what we're trying to do with this show is show you what you need to do. And this is not manipulation. This is not, it's just, you know, some men like upfront women. Tell you what they want. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do that. Some men like that, but then on the flip side, a lot of men are run from it.
Yes.
So this is what you got to, you know, you got to make decisions and live with them, basically, and be you or be a certain way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And, That's just the way that you have to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing about this show. It's going to be hard to digest this show, because we're going to say a lot of things to you that go against everything that you have been taught. A lot of you ladies have been taught a lot of bad information, a lot of wrong information when it comes to us guys. And that's why a lot of you are having a lot of, that's why the marriages are not working out well. The relationships are not working out well. And a lot of guys are just sleeping with you. And some of the things that you need to understand is, I guess we need to talk about sex first before we even talk about the types of guys. And we'll probably cover those types of guys in the second hour. But I want to talk about one of the biggest misunderstandings that you have is you think that every guy that hangs out with you. Now, again, I guess we need to discuss the types of guys, because there are some guys who do want to hang out with you, but those are the wrong kind of guys to be with. So what we need to discuss, I guess we really need to go into the males. What are males? A lot of you women, no, go ahead. What was you about to say?
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. You get it.
A lot of you women have no idea that there are two different types of men out there. Unfortunately, last weekend, you met a male on TV, and his name was Elliot. What's his name? Elliot Roger.
Elliot Roger. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have a, there's something that's going on that you ladies don't know about that we're going to discuss throughout these shows. And you can do all the research that you want to do and all this other stuff. You have guys out there that these males that don't know how to talk to you. So what they will do is they will lie to you, deceive you, manipulate you, and do whatever they can to trick you into bed. And these guys come in so many different forms, but I'm going to name three. You have the what we call the soft male. You've got the fairy tale male. And you got what I call the Mr. Salt male. And each one of these guys play a different role. And they're playing roles in your life as we speak right now. And you don't even know it. A lot of you women are looking for relationships, but you seem like you cannot find a man. And not only those roles, you have other things. You have other types of people that around you that are hurting you. You've got crab in a bucket, female friends. You've got soft males. You've got fairy tale males. And you have what I call Mr. Salt type males. And every one of these individuals are doing more harm to you than helping you when it comes to relationships. And I want to take each and every one of these things because you will be able to sit around and see what's happening right before your eyes. But before I even talk about the males out there, let's talk about your female friends. A lot of you ladies don't know this, but your female friends are one of the biggest reasons and biggest causes of why you are single today. And you don't even know it. You have no idea. You don't even know it. And they are dragging you down slowly like the Titanic. And you don't even see it. You don't even see it because, number one, you are taking advice from a lot of women who are not even in relationships, number one. You're taking advice from women who are in relationships and are having bad relationships, number two. And number three, you are listening to women who, oh my gosh, you ready for this one? You're listening to women who think they know men, number three. So you have those three things. Let's talk about those three things real quick, Rhyme. Let's talk about the woman who thinks she knows a man, a woman who is in a relationship but is a bad one, or a woman who doesn't have a man at all that are slowly being crab in the bucket type mentality, bringing her down. So let's take the first one, Rhyme. Let's talk about the woman who thinks she knows about men. What say you, man?
The woman that thinks she knows about men. These are one of the most disillusioned women on the planet because you don't know anything. And that's, women always get mad at me when I tell them, you don't even know your husband. You don't even know your boyfriend. And they, oh, I know everything about him. Yeah, you know what you know, and you know what you see. You know what he's told you, you know what you see. But you'll never know a man till he's around his boys and he's free to talk how he wants to talk. Now, if you're one of those rare women that, you know, don't mind your man, you know, being a man around you, which you shouldn't. No woman should mind their man being a man around them. But a lot of women can't take man speak, you know, 24 hours a day. They can't do that. And you'll never know him and know what he wants and know what his true desires are unless he can be himself around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely. And A woman cannot teach you about a man. A woman can tell you what she thinks a man is thinking. She can tell you what she thinks a man wants and what she thinks a man needs. And just a mere fact, that number one stumbling block or wall is the first anchor that's holding you back, number one. Because when you have a problem, you have an issue, or something goes wrong, that's the first one you go to. You go to the woman that thinks she knows men forwards and backwards. Ladies, unfortunately, there's something a woman can't do. A woman cannot teach a boy how to be a man, number one. And a woman cannot tell you how to handle a man. She cannot do it. She can't. But yet what you do is you listen to her. You listen to her advice. You listen to what she has to say. And isn't it odd that everything she tells you just doesn't work? Isn't it odd when she tells you to hold on, hang on to the relationship? Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, no, don't do this. And oh, no, if he's not buying you that, oh, no, don't do it. I mean, let me tell you what a man is thinking. Let me tell you something, ladies. That is the first of six people that are holding you back. That's person number one. Person number two is that female that's in a relationship that is going south every day. Every day they fight. Every day they don't get along. They're not having sex. They're throwing things. They're hitting each other. They're belittling each other. They're doing all these things to each other. And yet she's the one that turns around and tries to tell you what a man is thinking. Well, let me tell you. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you how I do it, because that woman does not respect her man. So what she's doing is she's got you going down a pathway of not understanding men. It's a pathway of trying to run the household. She's going to teach you on trying to dictate the relationship and try to tell that man what he can do, what he can't do, where he can go. That's the woman that's saying to you, well, what do you mean? What do you mean he's going out with his friends? Oh, no, my man is never going out with his friends. What do you mean he's going to happy hour? Oh, no, my man, don't do that. Oh, no, you better tell that man, no, don't do that. But, you know, there's a part of you that sits there and says, you know what? Well, maybe, no, girl, don't do that. Don't do this and don't do that. Don't let him do this and don't let him do that. Ryan, what do you got to say on that second individual?
Oh, good Lord. I remember when I worked at Microsoft for a little bit, about a year, I think 2 years, not even 2 years. And I worked with this chick that had the nerve. Yeah, I mean, she's arguing, you know, well, she's venting to me about her man, and, you know, she checked his voicemail, and you know, it was another girl leaving a voicemail on there. And, I flipped on him and I broke his phone and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I bet you don't be putting your girl through that. I was like, you mean putting her through what? Well, you know, I'm sure your girl got your voicemail code and you know better than to do. I don't know better than to do shit. And to that motherfucker paid my phone bill, that's the day that she had my voicemail code. So you mean she let you have a phone on your own? Huh? Like, this is the mentality of some women. You're not allowed, but you can't leave your house without calling. If you're gone for more than a few hours, you better call and check in. And I better be able to track you on the GPS and know exactly where you are. You better, you know, check in every few hours. And you can't hang around him. I don't like him. He's single. So you can't hang around him anymore. You're not, you know, like, what? I mean, and there's men out there living like that. It's women out there that think that, you know, or are being allowed to be that way. And it's unbelievable. And then, you know, these are the same women that will try to influence you, or I mean, not you, influence your girl. Oh, well, yeah, we're talking to women, I'm sorry. Influence you into treating your man the same way, even though that worked for her, but she's going to try to get you to abuse your man in the same way so you can have an unsuccessful relationship and be right there with her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 214-431-5062. That is 214-431-5062. And right now we're talking about the things that are bringing you down. And I hope a lot of you ladies are writing this down, because there's a lot of individuals. You have six of them. We can call them the Dirty Six, because you have at least one, if not all of these, in your relationships. And so far we have covered the woman who thinks she knows men, the woman who is in a relationship that is going south, having a bad relationship, giving you information. The next lady that you have that is bringing you down, and this one is one I can't understand. And I use this, like, for instance, if I was a lawyer and I wanted to know about law, why would I talk to a doctor? If I was a doctor, why would I talk to a chef about a surgery? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. But yet, this is what you do. There is the single female. She doesn't even have a man. And I'm going to lift it. Look, you've got this single female, and then you got the, and I guess we'll use both of them because we'll keep it at six. You got the single female that's the booty call female. She's in this as well. She's in it. You got the single female and the booty call female. But all these women are single. They couldn't get a man if one was placed in front of them. They have tried speed dating, Meetup, Facebook, Instagram. They have tried everything under the sun. Cooking date things that they have, you name it. They have tried everything under the sun, but they just can't land a man. Now, don't get me wrong. They sleep with men, but they cannot keep a man to save their lives. And then all of a sudden you have this woman over here trying to tell you how to handle your relationship and what you should do to better yourself in a guy's eyes. She's sitting here trying to tell you, no, you're doing it all wrong. What you need to do is, when you go on your first date, no. You go to the most expensive restaurant possible, because if he's going to take you out, he's going to have to spend what he needs to spend on you. Don't let no cheap man come in and forget where he's working and forget what he's doing and, you know, his job. Oh, no. If he's making $30,000 or $40,000, No. You don't want him, girl. Let's try to get that man that's making $90,000, $100,000. Those guys that's making $20,000 or $30,000. She is steadily telling you the wrong information. And the worst part about these three types of females is that you're so far in the forest, ladies, you can't even see the trees. You've got the dirty. We're only right now, we're just covering three, because there's three more. But Rhyme, what do you have to say about that woman who is the friend that doesn't have a good relationship? Doesn't have a relationship at all.
She don't know shit. Plain and simple. She doesn't know anything, and she'll be the one. Like I say, a single woman is always looking for a road dog. Always looking for somebody to roll out with. Always looking for somebody to, you know, shoulder to cry on. Always looking for somebody to chill with. Why would she want you to be in a relationship when she want to be able to call you anytime and y'all can hang out together? So what she's going to do is sabotage everything that you have to do. Anything positive, any positive relationship that you have, she's going to try her best to sabotage it. She's going to try her best to find some fault in this guy. And is going to, you know, act accordingly, because, there ain't no way. What you mean? He's going to take to his house. After He said, what do you mean he's going to stay at his house after work? He's supposed to come check in with you first. And then, I mean, just any type of ignorance that she can, she's gonna do it. She's gonna try to sabotage anything that you have just so you can chill out with her. Because, hell, what the hell does she know about a relationship? Because she's not in one. And never will be in one, because all these guys do is look at you like a piece of ass.
Yeah, absolutely. They do that. And that's the thing about this show right here, ladies. We want you to open your eyes. We want you to see what is going on and why and this is why you are kind of like self-sabotaging yourself, because on one side of the street, you have these kind of individuals that are slowly giving you bad information all the time. If you meet a guy, they're giving you bad information. You want to date a guy, bad information. You're having problems with that individual, bad information. Because all they know, only information they know how to give you is to be single and where you're at right now. And listen to me. When I say single, I'm not talking about not having sex. You can be single and still have sex. You know, you're probably still having sex, but for a lot of you ladies, you want more than just him coming over at maybe 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12, after the club is over, and leaving. And I know for a lot of you ladies, you feel like, you know what, I'd rather have half a man than no man at all. K.A., we're not here to put a gun in your head and tell you not to. All we're here to tell you is why today is why it is. Not only does your value depreciate in front of a man, but also the deadly six that you are dealing with that is holding you back from the relationship you want. Now, again, we'll go over it real quick one more time. And if you and what I want you to do is look at your friends. Look at the people that you associate yourself with. How many women that you associate with think they know men? How many women do you associate yourself with are in a bad relationship? And how many people you associate yourself with that can't even find a man, but yet they can try, all three of them can try to tell you what you can do and how you can be in a relationship. Those three individuals, that's on one side of the street. But now let's go on the other side of the street. Oh boy. The males. Now, before I even talk about the males, I want to talk to you about why we are trying to show you, you really need an alpha male in your life. You know, a lot of you ladies want to sit here and say, you know what? I don't like the jerks. I don't like the a-holes. I don't like the Neanderthals. Matter of fact, ladies, if you watch any movie, they kind of lie to you a little bit, but they give you a glimmer of hope. And what I mean by that is you always see a movie where there's an a-hole alpha male in the beginning. All man, every day, all day. But then just like the romance novel, some woman comes somewhere and then changes him. And then all of a sudden he changes his stripes to be with that woman. Let me explain something to you about a man. Okay, a man is a man is a man. A man does not change himself for anybody. When a man sees something that he can invest in that is worth his time, he will then make the adjustments. You don't have to try to change a man. You cannot change a man. But the thing about a man is when he sees, again, it goes back to the beginning, value. When he sees value in you, he is going to make the necessary adjustments. Now here, let me preface this. There's a difference between adjusting and compromising and changing for you. A man does not compromise himself. That's the thing that a lot of you ladies want men to do. You want them to always compromise. A man does not compromise. A man may adjust for you, but he will not compromise for you. He will still be a man to you. And that's one of the greatest things, ladies. You want a man. And if we have enough time, even in the second hour, we will talk about that and why it is important that you want a man and not the other three that we're about to mention right now. Because there's a lot of women that are with these kind of individuals. A lot of women are with these kind of quote-unquote males. There's a difference. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. But, Rhyme, I want you to talk about, because I'm about to try to pull that information up. Explain the difference between compromise and adjusting from a man's point of view to the ladies.
I mean, the thing about, you know, you never, like you say, you never compromise yourself. You know, we can compromise on dinner, we can compromise on the movie, but I'm not going to compromise me, especially if what you want me to change isn't wrong. If I'm not smoking crack or you know, beating on you, then I don't need to change. There's nothing, you know, if me and my boys go to the strip club and eat lunch once a week, then... And you didn't mind it when you first met me. Now that we're in a relationship, you can't sit there and say, oh, I don't want you going there no more. And you're not doing it because you're insecure about it. You know, most of the time you're doing it just to see if you have that foothold in my life to tell me that I can't do it. Just to see if you can see if you can get away with it. An adjustment would be, all right, babe, I'm going to go to the strip club and eat lunch with my boys like normal. Excuse me. But I'm not going to get any lap dance. And that's an adjustment. You're not compromising who you are. You're right. Compromising. You're adjusting your action. You're still going to enjoy the time with your friends. But, you know, maybe my girl wouldn't feel comfortable with me getting a lap dance. So I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to eat lunch. I still get to see the ass and kids, but whatever. But it just doesn't, you know, make any sense to change. You know, next thing you know, you're in the mountain climb. What? Oh, yeah, you know, Sarah, you know, she likes the mountain climb, so I'm going to start doing that with her. And, you know, I can't hang out with y'all no more. I can't do that anymore. Like, what do you mean? Well, I got to focus on her. So I'm going to, you know, completely change myself and everything that I do to fit around her. And women will like that at first. You know, y'all like that at first when he drops everything and he's so sweet. But then here comes the complaining. Oh, man, he's all up under me every single day. And he changed jobs. He got a job at my job so he can be with me. He does everything that I do now, so he can be with me. I just, you know, you can't win sometimes. So it's all about adjustment and not compromise.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And here's a thing, and I want to kind of let you ladies know about compromise and making adjustments. When I met my wife in '99, I was going out. I was going to the clubs. I was hanging out with the fellas. I was going to the movies. I would go to strip clubs if they just wanted to go to strip clubs. I would do all those things. That's the stuff that I would do when I met my wife. Now, the thing is about my wife is that she gets it. She understands men. And I'm not saying she knows them, but she understands us, because I'm always telling her every blue moon. And matter of fact, when I take her out to dinner tonight, I'm going to tell her again, what is the Jedi mind trick that you're using? Because for a lot of you women that will probably listen to the woman that thinks she knows men, or the woman that is in a bad relationship, or the single woman, they will tell you a woman like this is weak. They will tell you, don't listen to a woman like this. Don't follow a woman like this, because there's no way. Oh, she is stupid. She is foolish. There's no way I would do any of those things. Okay, let me explain something to you. I'm telling you, that's what your friends would be telling you right now if they hear this story that I'm about to tell you. Now, when I met her, and even when we were married, I still went out with my boys. I still went out to the club. I still went to the strip club. Matter of fact, when I went to the strip club, my woman wanted to know, did she need to go to the bank to give me some $1 bills? That's how laid back she was. Do you need anything? Her only concern, Rhyme, her only concern is just come home safely. Just come home safely. Have fun and enjoy yourself. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. I'm going to do my little puzzles or whatever the thing she does. But, you know, just go out and have fun. Do your thing. Now, before I continue, I do want to say something to the ladies out there that are listening. You think that if you tell your man he can't go somewhere, that he ain't going to cheat on you? If your man wants to cheat on you, there's nothing you can say and nothing you can do. If he's going to cheat on you, he's going to cheat on you. Am I correct, Ryan?
Yep. No matter what you do or say, if he's a cheater, he's a cheater.
Yes. Plain and simple. To keep going on this is that what happened was I was doing all these things, going out, you know, no problem, wasn't cheating or anything. But it started to get to a point where, you know what? Hanging out with him kind of slowed down a little bit. Cause it's like, I'd rather spend more time with my woman. You know, no, and then please understand, I was spending a lot of time with my wife. She's my wife. She's my best friend. I was spending a lot of time with her, but she wanted me to still spend time with my friends. She was like, you know, your friends were here before me, and I'm not here to stop you from hanging out with your friends. I'm not here to adjust things for you. I'm just being a part of who you are. That was her mindset. So what happened was, it wasn't, and I would say it was like a 70-30 split. 70% of the time was spent with her. 30 was probably with my boys. But then things started taking away. It started to become 80-20. Because after a while, I was like, you know what? I've got my TVs. I've got my video games. I got my sports. It's boring going to the strip club, you know. I'll just stay home, man. Y'all go on. I'll get with y'all later, you know. And then it flipped to a 90-10, where it got to a point where I was like, you know what? I hang out with the family, and then at 11, 12 o'clock at midnight, I go to the movies. That was I would go to the movies. But then it got to a point where, you know what? It was like, you know, y'all can always come over. She always treated him like family. She never dogged him out. She opened the door. Hey, how you doing? And when they came in, she'd go into the other room. All this stuff. They were welcome. They were welcome at the house, as well as I was welcome to go and hang out with them. And this is what I'm saying, ladies. She never put a gun to my head, Rhyme, to say, you better do this. You better do that. She never put a gun in my hand and said, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. But ladies, and the reason I'm saying this is because the three female crab in the bucket friends that you have out of those three, the one who thinks they know men, the one who's in a bad relationship, and the single one, Ryan, what do you think they're telling her right now? What do you think if they were to talk to my wife and they knew that I was going out with my friends, going to the clubs, going to the strip bars, hanging out, and all this other stuff. Now, again, remember, it's 70-30. I'm spending 70% with the wife and 30% with the boys. So what do you think those three would say to my wife?
That it still isn't enough. It still isn't enough. Oh, no. But you still giving them free time. You still, nah, he can still do something with somebody else if he wanted to. You got to prevent him from cheating on you. Not just, you know, trust them. You got to prevent it. And that's what these women think.
Like, it's still not enough. No time, 100% of the time, it's still not enough. It's still not enough. No, she'll think of something else. Well, does he go to the garage by himself? Does he check his mail by himself? Nah, you can't do that. You can't let him do that. They got to think of something because they want you unhappy. They want you single so you can chill out with them and be miserable with them.
Absolutely. They are going to keep giving you information on shooting down him. You know, there's no way I would let my man do this. There is no way I would let my man do that. And you're getting these from all three because you know what? I know men and I know what he's doing. He's probably out there cheating. He's probably out there doing this and he's probably out there doing that. The one that's in a bad relationship, she's saying the same thing. Oh my goodness. There is no way my man's going to do that. He tried that one time and I put a kibosh to that. And I mean, even though we're arguing and we don't get along and we just hate each other's guts, I wouldn't do that, girl. And then the single ones tell you, oh no, that's so weak. You're weak. Oh no, he's taking advantage of you. Oh no, you need to go ahead and lock him down. You need to put a chain around his ankle and tell him what he should and should not be doing, girl. You need to go do all that. And what they are constantly doing is they're showing you how not to have the relationship. Because again, what I'm trying to tell you, when you're dealing with a man, he will not compromise. And you should not ask him to compromise. You should not ask him to do that at all. You should allow him to adjust and make the necessary adjustments. Because like I said before, it doesn't matter if you're locking your man down or letting your man go. Let me tell you what. If he wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. There is nothing that you can do about it. But I tell you this much. The man that gets held down, the man that is told what he can and cannot do, is the man that is going to look to somebody else who is going to treat him better than you. If your value, and it goes back to your value, ladies, if your value, your brand is so good, he's not going to want to cheat on you. I mean, think about this. Why on earth, Ryan, would I want to cheat on a woman who treats me like a king, who treats my friends like family, who says, go out and have fun, just come home safely? Who will not only say, well, have fun at the strip club, but go get some dollars if need be. Now, let me tell you now again, even though she's offering me that, I just say no because I don't give strippers money. I'm just saying for me. But what I'm saying is, why would I want to cheat on someone like that? And ladies, I would never take advantage of someone like that. See, a lot of when you're dealing with those three women, their main thing is he's taking advantage of you. Oh, he's taking advantage of you. He's taking advantage. How am I taking advantage of her when she knew what I was before we met? She knew what I was doing and she was fine with it. But with that being said, we had a phone call with someone. I wish I had that. I have the phone call. We're going to have to play it later. I think I can find the phone call. But what happened was some of you ladies lie. Some of you ladies put up this front like, oh, it's okay. Do what you want to do. And then when you get the ring, you want to flip things around. And you wonder why your man's not happy. And you wonder why your man is probably right now talking to some woman on Facebook on the sly. Why your man has another cell phone that you don't know about. Why your man has another Facebook account that you don't know about. Why your man has another email account that you don't know about. You know why? Because what he's doing is he's finding happiness somewhere else because he cannot find it with you. Especially as long as you have these type of crab in the bucket individuals that are holding you down. I'm telling you, ladies, these three right here are the worst ones. If you have any friends, and you know you do. Matter of fact, they probably your best friend in the whole world. I know you have a friend that thinks she knows men. I know you have a friend that's in a bad relationship, and I know you know one that's out there just getting her body destroyed by a bunch of other men. But they have the nerve to try to tell you what you should be doing. And the worst thing about this rhyme, real quick, before we get to the second hour, is why does she listen to him, Rhyme? Why does she listen to him?
I mean, because she's not secure in herself and she's not secure in her relationship. Instead of, you know, you got to let an individual be an individual. And it's about improving each other's lives and enjoying each other. And when she's going to listen to him, because first of all, she don't want to feel left out. You know, everybody else got problems and then she doesn't. So what she's going to do is start listening to them, and like, so she could be a part of the crowd. Yeah, he does get on my nerves with that. Yeah, yeah, it does, you know, piss me off when he goes out with his boys. Oh, yeah, you know, the stuff that she was comfortable with before is going to, you know, be a problem now. So, yeah, I mean, it's sad because, you know, you got rare women that are actually happy with themselves, but then they got, you know, dysfunctional friends that, you know, can't have that. So they, yeah, they got to try to fuck them up. I mean, they got to try to mess them up the best way they can.
Absolutely. And guys, I want to say again, if y'all want to call in and chime in, or you just want to listen to the show, the number to call in is 214-431-5062. That is 214-431-5062, www.meetdateandmarry.com. All right. Well, we are on the second hour, and we have just discussed the three type of women that are holding you down. We discussed a little bit about value, and throughout our shows, we're going to keep talking about value and really talking about branding yourself better than what you're doing right now. First thing you need to do is get rid of these three types of females. Real quick to cover these three types of females, you have the female who thinks she knows men, the woman that is in a bad relationship, or the single woman whose body is getting destroyed just about every night by a bunch of different other guys trying to give you advice. Now, on the other side of the street, you have what we call males. Now, they look like us. They might have the same parts as us, but they too are the reason why you are not in a relationship as well. And we're going to talk about these three types of individuals. You have the guy who, like the Elliot Rodger, you have the guy that will use deception, lies, and manipulation to get you in bed. You have that guy. And but we call him your male best friend as well. He falls in that same category. Then you have Mr. Fantasy, and you have what I call Mr. Salt. And the thing that is, all these three guys, they are all what you call male friends. He is my guy friend. He's the one that, you know what, when I'm having a problem with my guy, if I can't go to these other three girlfriends over here, I'm going to go to these guys over there. I'm going to go talk to these guys, and let's go ahead and break these three guys down, because these three guys are also the reason why you are suffering, why you are not having that relationship, why your marriage is probably going bad, and why you cannot find a man today, because you have these three individuals. First one is let's go with Mr. Fairy Tale. Let's go with Mr. Fairy Tale. See, Mr. Fairy Tale is your friend that keeps you in this world of butterflies, deer and birds flapping on your shoulder. You know, you remember Snow White, how Snow White walked outside and was singing a song, and the little rabbits would walk up to her, and the deer would walk up, and the birds would start singing, and everybody was sunshine and rainbows, and, you know, everything is perfect and everything's okay. Let me tell you about Mr. Fairy Tale. Your friend your quote unquote guy friend named Mr. Fairy Tale is the guy that is still constantly keeping the fairy tale train going. He is the conductor. When